Supporters and critics, from hospital administrators to the uninsured, have been waiting for the ruling. So have the politicians, who will have to live with the outcome, at least for now. Today, the High Court upheld much of the Affordable Care Act, including the individual mandate, which will help pay for insuring more people. Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind, a vocal supporter of the bill, says if it was struck down, it would have been a return to the status quo.
We know what that would have brought. Higher costs for all Americans, businesses large and small less able to compete globally because of rising health care costs, more Americans going uninsured in our society, and our public budget deficits continuing to explode at every level.
Governor Scott Walker says he will wait to act on health care reform until after the November elections. That will complicate efforts to create a state-based online marketplace where people can compare private insurance plans. Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton says the governor should reconsider his position on health insurance exchanges.
Make no mistake about it. Wisconsin will have an exchange either by the people of Wisconsin or by the federal government. And that'll be up to Governor Walker.
The high court did strike down the provision that penalizes states that do not expand Medicaid. The ruling gives states a bit more leeway in how they carry out the federal government's wishes. With Governor Walker and the GOP-led state assembly strongly opposed to the law as a whole, it may take months to see what health care reform will actually look like in Wisconsin. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.